Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Of stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, they corrected some things with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews, Foreigner for about time. Peter Frampton about time. Cool and the Gang's a great band. Ozzy Osbourne solo. Tribe Called Quest. They're the ones that didn't make it, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Tribe Called Quest got it. Yeah,
there you
got Alex Turner, John Mayo, Big Mama Thornton, Influence Awards, Jimmy Buffett, MC5 should have been in a long time ago. Dionne Warwick, Norman Whitfield, Musical Experience, I think that one is. But, you know, hopefully the Foreigners will open up the door for Styx and REO and a lot of the 70s.
Is Lou Graham already in?
No.
I doubt.
No,
he's if not. Foreigner isn't in, Lou Graham is a solo artist.
He's not in by himself. No. He's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, him and Mick Jones, because they write a lot of great songs. But yeah, Foreigner finally got in.
The Ozzy, cool. Ozzy as a solo not being in, that just blows my mind.
Yeah, well, he's there
How
now.
Does that You're not right. happen until
I
now?
I don't know. Yeah, so. But once again, they got to start correcting some of this stuff in the 70s and the 80s. They got to let a lot of bands in.
Foreigner and Frampton.
It's called fame for a reason.
Foreigner and Frampton.
They should have been in original.
Those are two that feel like corrective moves now. Like,
completely, right.
We need to make sure that these
exactly.
guys.
Exactly. Hopefully that's a new thing and there are corrective moves in that thing. Otherwise, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, there are many makeup calls.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, there's so many.
Well,
just,
I mean.
Just Google who's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You'll go, what? Because you think they are, but they're not. You know,
well, a good chunk of the 80s.
And the 70s.
And the 70s.
There were huge bands in the 70s. That Grand Funk was the biggest touring band in the 70s for like 3 or 4 years. We're not in.
Famous.
Well, Iron Maiden.
Hall
huge.
Of
and
Fame.
I'm always convinced that because the Hall of Fame came around about 85, they started putting people in. I'm convinced if the Hall of Fame came around in 75, all these bands would be in. You know,
yeah, all the top mind bands then, all the exactly. famous bands from then.
Would have been put in, yeah. right, yeah. So, whatever. It is what it is.
Well, I mean, all the glam bands from the
80s. They should be in, too. Oh, yeah.
I mean, outside of, I think Motley's in.
No, they're not in.
Are they?
Motley's not
they're
in.
Not?
No, just Def Leppard.
Okay, and, Def know, Leppard's
Def
in.
Def Leppard's in.
But, I mean, you know, the
and
Poisons.
Bon Jovi's in.
And
Poison
and,
yeah. yeah, they're not getting in.
Those bands, they should be in.
The Motley Crue, Poison, right.
They ruled the world for 10 years.
Of course they did. Of course they did. You know, Mr. Skin a little later on this morning, going to phone the program. Speaking of rock and roll, we had a nice listener of ours. What was his name, Puss?
Colin. Colin got a hold of me last week when we were talking about Record Store Day, and he was going out to do some shopping, offered to pick up the new Pearl Jam for me.
Yeah.
So he did, and dropped him off, and also got a couple of gifts for you guys.
What do you get, Nick, there?
Yeah. Nick, what you use
freely? 10,000 volts, big picture disc. Thank you.
It's a picture
you.
Disc?
It's very
Is that
nice.
His album?
Yeah.
Is that his most recent album?
I don't know if it's the most recent.
Okay. Do you know the songs from that?
I do not. I don't.
Okay.
I don't listen to a lot of his solo stuff, but this looks really badass.
And he got me Foghat Permission to Jam live in New Orleans, 1973. Man, that's a cool looking.
Yeah, this album
Thank
came
you,
out
man.
2 months ago.
And what did he get you, Todd? What are you listening to today?
Some tequila añejo.
Yeah.
Know if I had a turntable or not. Exactly. I'm curious what he would have gotten me if he knew I had a turntable.
Probably some Petty.
There wasn't a Tom Petty record store day release this year. Okay. Or anything.
No, I'm surprised that his estate didn't take advantage of that.
Well, they just put out that whole Tom Petty country cover compilation.
Oh, Jesus, I didn't hear that.
Terrible.
Oh, don't want to hear that.
No. God, no.
Oh, the country artist did it, right?
Yeah, it's a bunch of new country artists destroying good Tom Petty songs.
So I don't like to talk about exercise class when I'm on the air. I like to leave those people alone, but there was a woman that was wearing a Steve Miller Band shirt the other night.
It's really not your fault, Todd, because you bring it up and we just talk about young asses in front of you all the time.
I know.
That's why he doesn't want to bring it up.
So were there butts there?
But
was she? What did her ass look like?
Oh, she was really young. And so you have to ask when they got the shirt, can you name two Steve Miller Band songs? Oh, I can't. And later in the class, some horrible version of The Joker. Nick, what's the country version of the Joker that's out there? Somebody did that?
I don't know.
That surfaced.
Joker.
And she recognized that. She goes, that's a Steve Miller song. I said, but the difference between that song and the Steve Miller song is the Steve Miller one doesn't suck.
Oh, God, it's Tim McGraw.
Oh, why?
There's a Tim McGraw cover of the Joker.
That's too bad.
He's not a midnight toker.
No.
Oh, it looks like Kenny Chesney might have murdered it, too.
Really? Well, I couldn't.
You know he did.
I couldn't tell you who it was.
He murdered it, man.
It was one of those, I guess.
Whatever. I don't even mind those shirts because they're built. Boards for cool music, as far as I'm concerned, you know?
Yeah.
I don't really mind young people wearing. Now, I do love the fact, I think it was Tyler Walsh had something line it. He said that younger people were yelling at older people that had Nirvana shirts on. because that was their favorite band.
Yeah, they're like, that's our thing.
Exactly. No, they're our thing, right.
But I instructed her.
I don't mind that.
She should go stream Fly Like an Eagle.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't think of a
Book of Dreams. The whole album. Book of Dreams
would have been
the whole album. Great, Fly Like an Eagle?
What's that?
No, the whole album, Book of Dreams, man.
Oh, no, not that one.
Seal covered it.
The album.
No, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Seal covered Fly Like an Eagle, the song by Steve Miller?
Yeah, for the Space Jam soundtrack.
Right. I guess he did. I guess I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Jan Wenner wasn't around. The Hall of Fame would be better. Yeah, it would be. Because he just has these stupid gripes against bands. You know, he just hates on them.
That's why Kiss was out forever.
That's why the Monkees are not in.
There's too many critics and not enough fans.
The Monkees, yeah.
You know?
Did he have grudges against a lot of those bands?
The Monkees, Heart, he had a grudge against. I read a couple different stories of who he hated. Still hates. And one of them was Bon Jovi. He had a hassle against Bon Jovi for years, and Bon Jovi just overwhelmed him. So finally, they had to put him in, which they should have been in a long time ago.
Yeah. That's messed up.
It is messed up.
Like, if I were had any say in the Football Hall of Fame, I despise Peyton Manning, but that doesn't mean I would keep him out of the Football Hall of Fame.
That's a great point, Nick. And you despise him.
You ran it, you would.
Yeah.
If you had the final say, you would keep him out of that.
Well, I think if you wanted any legitimacy, that guy goes in first ballot.
That's it.
But he did play for the Broncos.
It's gross.
Should have been years ago. It's gross, exactly.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right. I had another one. I'm not smoking too much weed this week. I never forgot about it. I totally forgot about it. I did a gummy on Friday night. I got pretty wasted.
Hey, you were a day early. You're supposed to hang on to that till Saturday.
No, yeah, that's funny. I haven't had a gummy in probably months. And I took one Friday night. We're just hanging in the house.
Well, it may have lasted into 420.
Sounds like it's lasted into 422.
It was
a hell of a gummy.
I was a little hungry, you know. I had an apple that tasted like joy.
At least you didn't have a whole pizza that tasted
like joy. Well, I ate some other crap before that, but I was something. If I could eat, I could eat a munchie now that's fairly good for me. There was an apple on the counter. I said, "Oh, that's gonna taste." Oh,
that'll happen when you're baked. You're like, "Oh yeah, fruit, man."
No, you're right. 4:20 was Saturday, right, Puss? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And on 4:20, our evening meal was we went to a pizza place.
Oh,
and they
perfect.
Had what they called peanut butter and jelly wings. It was wings in a peanut sauce, which basically, you know, peanut sauce looks like melted peanut butter.
Yeah, used a lot in Asian cuisine.
And a habanero strawberry sauce mixed in with the peanut sauce. So they called it PB&J, and they were great.
I'm that intrigued.
Sounds
yeah.
Sounds good. Not high.
I think I would smash
that's
that.
A not high good one. Speaking of that, recreational marijuana legalization has led to an increase in college applications for those states.
Yes, high-quality students.
Because people want to go where they can live free and not be kept down by, I don't know, pilling, you know. If you're if you're a school recruiting against Nebraska, now granted, athletes can't smoke weed. Well, yeah, they can't smoke weed.
they better not.
They know when their tests are coming, by the way. So they can't. So, if I'm recruiting against a right-wing state school, you know, I realize it's more than that. People want to play football, and everybody gets high. But this is a this is the thing you would do. Look at this. Look at this. You know, a free campus. Everybody's cool. You can hang out, or you know.
Yeah, they said some large like public schools saw an increase of nearly 54%.
That's a lot
applications
of at recreational states, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's money.
Yeah, and
it's a lot of money,
this
man.
Isn't like, it's not just like the, I don't know, a stereotypical stoner student. It's like people scoring in like the top 25% of the standardized
of course,
tests.
Yeah.
No, because they look at states that have legal marijuana and say, well, this state is probably a little more progressive from where
that's
I
it.
Came from.
That's it. Yeah. It's not all about marijuana. Yeah. You're right, Todd. It's right. Exactly what that is.
When Zane moved to Colorado, it wasn't because it was there was legal weed. He didn't care. He didn't smoke weed. He just wanted to go someplace a little more progressive, and Colorado seemed like a nice choice.
And luckily, Holmes set a real low bar for progressive.
Yeah, you're right.
A lot of choices for more progressive than here.
Burden.
Yeah, good point. Good
point. It's got very little to do with just wanting to smoke weed. It's
it's about
overall
attitude.
It's just an overall feeling, a vibe of the place that you want to live, where, you know, it's you know.
Yeah. Well, once again, the bots started kicking in when I tweeted out that weed stuff the other day.
As researchers continue to assess the risks and reward of recreational marijuana, our results show that the institutions of higher learning benefit when their home states allow their citizens to get high. One benefit is schools had a larger and higher-achieving applicant pool to choose from.
Higher-achieving.
This, in turn, creates the potential to improve the school's academic profile.
Right.
So you're just kind of broadening the, throwing out the big net. You're opening up the tent.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they can call it a bong.
They can say that word.
That's a good point. Can they call it a bong in free states?
I would assume
so. I'm assuming
so. I like these words, free states.
They can say weed.
Right. If you can go in and say, can I have the house indica, please? Right.
Yeah,
that you could probably say, could I? Oh, because I know
that's a good point.
I've asked for that.
Right.
I need a one hitter. I need a little pipe to go
point.
With it.
Yeah,
you can say one hitter, and you can say pipe, and you can say bong at most of these places I'm aware of.
A Facebook friend got a hold of me and wanted to know where I went to in Vegas. Planet 13, by the way, and I got back to him. They're actually there in Vegas. He said, "Thanks." He said, "Have fun." I go, "We will." But I looked at their profile. I'm not giving any names up. Just a husband and wife. You know, middle America, couple kids, you know, that's what that's about anymore. You know, it has been for years, but we know that.
Not wearing flowers in their
hair. No. They didn't have peace signs and kids, you know, they were just a regular looking housewives.
No, it's pretty mainstream.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not when you talk to certain people, though.
Yeah. Where they play
What's next?
I want to play the piano really fast.
What's next? All right. So what'd you do 4:20? Oh, you were at a wedding, Nick.
I was
at
a wedding.
Yeah. Good times?
Yeah, it was fun.
All right. And not high at all.
Chicken cordon bleu? No. What was the food?
They had Italian. We had some lasagna, some manicotti, some pasta.
Yeah. That can get messy,
there was some bruschetta.
Pasta bar?
My main concern, we got some sandwiches before we went, and my youngest son, he's, 15? He had the shirt on he was going to wear for the wedding, and then his cheesesteak with Cheese Whiz shows up. Like, you got to take that shirt off before we eat that.
No way, like, that's going to survive.
Yeah,
I'd have to take my shirt off before I eat that. Hell with being 15.
Yeah, I don't want to throw the sandwich place under the bus. We were looking forward to sandwiches for this place, and they were horrendous.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Bad sandwiches?
I got a sandwich called, if it was called, like, The Vibe, I should have known better by what it was called, but it just tasted like, it was super sweet, barely had any turkey on it. Most of us did not finish our sandwiches.
Wasn't a chain, obviously, in Des Moines, right?
I think it's like a regionalized chain. Okay. I don't know, they should be ashamed of themselves.
And it didn't even taste better with your shirt off sitting in the parking lot?
How was the Cheese Whiz thing your son ate, man?
I don't know. He ate half of it. He's like, you want to try it? I looked at it. It looked like they dipped the entire thing in Cheese Whiz. And I was like, yeah, that does not look good.
Nick is a sandwich,
connoisseur.
Auteur.
I should have known better, though, because they had, like, on their menu, they had, you know, their standard or whatever. Right, I should have just got their thing that had, you know, the five meats and the cheeses and just kept it simple.
Well, now you know.
Now you know. All right. How's your old man? He was at a wedding too, right?
Yeah, he's good.
You're doing good. Yeah. So, speaking of gay dudes, my gay dude buddy got back to me, and he said, what was it here? He goes,
you can just say,
damn, man, it's 6:30 a.m. on a Monday. Ah, who am I kidding? Bring on the 9Ds. All right. Here you go. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.